All right. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Sales Intel's podcast series 2, The Pipeline Pioneers, where our objective is to learn from the experts and the practitioners as to how to build the best pipeline possible, a pipeline that converts into revenue. As we all know, pipeline generation is a team sport. You can't just give it to the BDR organization or AE or marketing. It truly takes a village to come together and build a pipeline that ultimately converts into revenue. Today, I'm excited to have Akshaya Ravi with me. Aksha, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Manoj, for having me here. I know it's great to see how much Sales Intel has grown and throughout the years. And I admire the kind of initiatives that you guys do. You know, be it the events that you guys do and also the initiatives for highlighting the women. Of course, thanks so much for that. So thank you so much for having here. I look forward to the podcast.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Aksha. Aksha, special thanks to you. I know you're dialing in from India. It's late Friday evening for you. So we really appreciate your community, your commitment to the community. So to get things started, why don't we start with your introduction? Tell us about you, about your business, and how in your role do you help your company influence or generate the pipeline?
Yeah, first of all, hey, hi, I'm Akshaya Ravi. I am from StoryBean. So I'm currently working with the founders and a couple of other team members to help build the outbound motion from scratch. Because at StoryLane, we are 95 to 97% inbound driven. So we want to make it a, you know, decent percentage of revenue coming from outbound as well. So we have just started working at it like maybe a couple of quarters before. And then, you know, in the past, I have worked with well-structured sales team as well as the early stage sales team as well, and worked extensively on building pipeline on both ends of the spectrum. You know, the one where I enjoy the most is, you know, thriving in the chaos, where I get to build the pipeline, you know, build the process and, you know, be the builder, you know, precisely, and not someone like who always follows the already set rules and processes that's being established in the, you know, well-structured sales team. So right now at StoryLane, we are, you know, doing a lot of experimentation and trying to, you know, bring up that fair ratio of outbound revenue that's coming from our experimentations, and it's still an ongoing process and we are learning a ton, and I'm happy to share them, I know, in the next few questions of the podcast as well.
Awesome. So Aksha, to kick things off on to dive right into the pipeline generation, right? Before even you decide the inbound, outbound channels, how do you define your ICP? Who is your ICP and how did you go about defining this ICP for the business?
Yeah, sure. I will share a couple of other experiences that I had, you know, before StoryLane. I know I worked with a couple of early stage founders to while they were building their product out. So they were still struggling to find like to whom we should actually sell this product. So that product is literally, a product that's good for everyone, but they couldn't figure out like to whom this would actually, you know, provide more value. So at that time, you know, we literally, you know, were selling and asking everyone to try it out. But everyone came back and said, hey, it's awesome. But, you know, but literally no one didn't convert to a paying customer. So later we sought out help from different groups of people from different functions and then asked them to try it out. And then we saw that only from a particular group of people, you know, they came back and said, hey, this just saved a ton of money, you know, and then helped save a lot of time in my process as well. So that's when we knew that this is the ICP. A lot of people confuse target customer with the ICP. Target customer is anyone who can use the product, but ICP is like the best fit customers, like the people who feel the pain large enough to open the pocket and pay for your product. So those people are the best fit customers for you. And those are the ones who are your ICP. And ICP is not just like, you know, hey, when I build my product, I define my ICP and this is going to stay forever. No, that's not the case. At StoryLane, we are constantly evolving as well. We are right now and completely rebranded to Agentic Demo Automation Platform. And we are constantly exploring like how this could benefit, you know, enterprise company and become an enterprise driven product as well. So this is a like an ongoing process and it doesn't stop at any point of time. But yeah, that important thing is knowing who is going to like be your ambassador for your product, who can give you like a good raving reviews of your product. So those are your ICP, and you need to double down on that. So
That's
I think
great.
the ICP is like the base foundation for the pipeline generation.
Yeah, you nailed it. You nailed it. And ICP is also not constant, right? You're constantly evolving as the business grows, you're evolving and defining your ICP further. This is great. So, Akshar, AI is everywhere, right? We're all hearing about AI. You guys are bringing agentic workflows in demo automation. When you look at the pipeline generation and its processes, where do you think AI has its most impact?
So AI is helping like growing companies to stay lean while doing more. They can help us automate the manual time consuming part, but while leaving the part where there is human intervention is needed. So right now at Storian, what we are doing is we are trying to automate as much as we can, but while leaving the part where the human decision making is critical, like trying to stay lean while doing more. So that's actually kind of the motto that we decided on, at our offsite last year. So we wanted to do as much as we can without growing the headcount is became our motto. So AI can help with a lot of things, but the only thing that I feel is, AI can automate the account research, developing a POV, competitor analysis, LinkedIn activity summaries, anything. But once AI processes all these info for me and present all these relevant data pointers for the product we sell, I can take it from there. I don't want the AI to hit the send button for me.
Yes, I love it. I love it. Don't make AI send, don't make AI execute what an action that is meant to be for the human.
Yes, exactly. So the end-to-end automation or the AI system are not effective, yet, at least, in my opinion. But as good as AI gets in doing our task, there is another set of folks, who are trying to protect businesses from AI. There is like AI sending emails, and then there is creating content, and then there's another AI tool that will help you figure out whether this is AI generated or not. So that tells us that humans still need other humans to interact with us. That's why the preserving the human interaction part is very much important, and keep that at its core in whatever that we do. And even like building these AI agent system, the person should know enough about these systems so that, hey, this is a problem. Hey, I know that this product can help me automate that. So only knowing about all these AI tool and having these wealth of information, that's when I can understand, hey, I can automate this, and but I can just decide on how I want to execute it. So the systems thinker and becoming system thinker and aware of what's going around and staying ahead of the trend is very much important so that you can become like more AI driven as a company.
That's awesome. Awesome. So you defined your ICP, you figured out how to optimize your processes and your business using AI and the right mix of AI and human. The next part comes in. You have budgets, you have revenue targets to hit. And as we know, growth doesn't only come from one channel, right? You have to distribute your resources across multiple channels. In some areas, you have to experiment to figure out how to generate the most optimal pipeline, right? So we're going to play an interactive game here. I'm going to share my screen. Let me know you can see my screen here.
Yeah, I can.
You can see my screen, right? Awesome. So on this screen, Akshay, you see, your 100 pennies on this side. Think of this as your pipeline generation budget, right? And on the right-hand side, you have all these channels, right? And your goal is to distribute your pennies, your investment across all these channels in a way that will generate the most optimal pipeline for you. How will you invest your dollars or your pennies?
I think given the experience that I have at StoryLane and with compared to the other early stage startups, I say I would go for first product-led growth one.
Okay, let's start with
And
product-led growth.
then founder-led is two
Okay.
pennies over there.
All right, so let's just move to founders-led.
And then social-led is two.
We move to social-led. Okay.
Event-led too.
We need two to events. Perfect.
Marketing one, community one.
Marketing and community one.
I think you can add one more to the product list as well.
Perfect. You know, I love your clarity and the diversification of investment. Let's dive in. Why one and one on marketing and community?
So I actually, if I had like 2 more pennies, I would put that in marketing and community-led growth as well. The success that we have got, is because of our marketing, which comes from having a strong founder-led brand and also the strong presence in events. Even in the socials, we have a like very strong presence on LinkedIn, which is driving the most of our revenue, like 95 to 97% of our revenue that's coming from the marketing-led initiatives, social, founder, and event-led. And then we have a stellar product which has innovation at its core. So I feel like a lot of people who, as an SDR when I was working, a lot of people who tried out their product and then they booked a demo. And then when they come back to us, they say that, hey, I already tried out your product. Most of our team has tried out our product. We really like it. We can get going on the payment and the deal signing. So that was literally the first demo call. And I've never seen that happening, in the last few companies that I worked with. So I could feel like, how much value it added to their team and how much they could feel that, the product is good and they already experienced the product. So product-led growth, became very imperative for us. And while also coupling that with social-led, founder-led, and event-led. The reason why we are not investing a lot in the sales led, which is a BDR AE led, is because Storyline is a low lift tool. For low lift tool, like most of your conversation, the customer conversation, prospect conversation happens in communities, marketing events, and the socials. And that's why you need to have these kinds of allocation on these channels. But compared to high lift tool like CRM, cybersecurities, you literally can't put these investments. It really differs from company to company. For huge companies like CRM, sellers like Salesforce, they would have to invest more on the sales led. So this would differ. But we feel that this is the one that's been working, since last year, and we doubled down on that. And this is actually working really well and giving us 3 times ROI than we saw last year.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I have a question for you. If you were to advise Sales Intel, you know what we do, right? We are a pipeline generation platform. We help you build your pipeline through, data intelligence workflows, right? If you were in charge of Sales Intel, where would you lean in? Is it sales focus, community focus, more on marketing focus? Which one or two channels would you put more pennies?
I think I would say a community and the marketing focus, because what I do at Storylane, like some people consider it as sales. I would consider that as more as a marketing and community-led thing, because we are seeing this SDR as a touch point that is created by the marketing team. You can't just literally send an email, ask them to buy your product. You have to create that relationship, build the trust with the community and, do a lot of marketing activities. As an SDR, I do a lot of marketing activities. I post a lot on LinkedIn and have a lot of conversation with my prospects. So I feel those are the one that's driving the sales for me. So it's like, these are like interdependent on each other. So I would say that, marketing and community led, build the trust, build the relationship, the sales will always follow.
Awesome. Well, Aksha, thank you so much for joining us. Your insights have been very valuable, and I'm sure the community is going to appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Manoj, for having me. And thank you so much for doing this as well and sharing the value and the advices and insights to other people in the SaaS folks as well. Yeah.
My pleasure. My pleasure.